Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there in some people world, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire. Sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching a fire. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give child the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, long, long. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little
further. You got it locked and loaded to the Friday, October 4th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Friday. It's the weekend. And you know, like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All right? All play and no work makes you broke. Find a happy medium. Well, the weekend's the happy medium, so I want you to find it correctly. Love yourself, all right, once you get everything out of the way. But, yeah, this is your time, and we're going to get you into the weekend the right way. Don't forget you're listening to Talking Heads, all brought to you, of course, by the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup, All Caribbean Wrestling Fight for Paradise, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Eddie Minnis Live, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild Comedy Club, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros. And like I said, we got lots to talk about today. Happy Friday. Hope you had a good day and you're ready to get into the weekend. You know, we are going to open up the lines on the flip side of the break. I've got some special guests with me. I'm going to be talking to my contingent from the Revival Baptist Church in Orlando, Florida, as you know. They met some unfortunate circumstances in the Gambia area on Wednesday. And we have them here today. We're going to be talking. And it's not what you think. I know what most of you think. Oh, Lord, no, they got them on to make noise. No. This is a good thing, man. This is a good thing. So relax. You definitely can enjoy that. We'll be talking with Deacon Scott Campbell, Brother Greg Cameron, and Brother Garrett McWilliams on the flip side of the break. Coming up in the buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. And it is Friday. And it's a name and shame Friday for all of you disabled parking violators. I got a slew of pictures. And my people on the street have taken it up even higher. They've raised the bar. Now I got actual pictures of said offenders in there too. So I don't just have like license plates and non-stickers and parking. I actually got some of the offenders who are too vain to realize that they're on candid camera. And they continue to park in the disabled parking so we can deal with them. So, you know, you have a couple minutes to get it into my producer. If you need to get your pictures in, be sure to get them in. And as a matter of fact, if you want to be a talking head, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now that we got all of that out of the way, we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be talking with my special guest in studio. And then we'll be getting to some naming and shaming. Are y'all denied oxygen in the womb, disabled parking violators. You know who you are. The warden is in the building, and I come in to deal with you all in short order, so keep it right where you got it. The Friday, October 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Imagine getting full flavor without your wallet judging you. We're taking value to a newer, crunchier level with our new KFC Snack Box. Packed with one piece of juicy fried chicken, crispy fries, and a buttery biscuit, all for just $5.35. Take a break and snack responsibly with a delicious, affordable KFC Snack Box. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hive to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
All Caribbean Wrestling presents Fight for Paradise, Saturday, October 19, inside the Kendall Jill Isaacs Gymnasium, featuring WWE superstars, the Hall of Famer Mark Henry, special guests Farooq and Bradshaw of the APA, Lince Dorado, ACW champion Pope Elijah Burke, JTG of Crime Time, and NASA's own Kalia Capri. There will be 10 big matches, live professional wrestling, Saturday, October 19. For tickets, FightForParadise.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets now.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
They say it's the sun, and it's shining for all. But there in some people's world, you never shine at all.
Flames are catching a fire. Ah.
We're back at you on the Friday, October 4th, Friday, October 4th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And it's my pleasure right now to have my special guest, Deacon Scott Campbell, Brother Greg Cameron, and Brother Gavin Williams in studio with me. As you know, earlier in the week on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, they were robbed in their Airbnb. And as you know, they're from, just for clarification's sake and reference sake, they're from the Revival Baptist Church in Orlando, Florida. They do a lot of missionary work here in the country. And obviously they were here to do that missionary work and unfortunately fell victim to crime, which is robbery. Now, I just heard crime was down and robbery's down, only murder was up. But how does the math on this? Nonetheless, an unfortunate situation. And it's been carried several different ways. And I think they, which I respect crazily and candidly, appreciate them being here and being so candid, they want to set the record straight because obviously there's a few details locally that need to be adjusted. But more importantly, the international press that we're receiving is not how it went. That's not how the story go. As we say here, that ain't how the ting go. So we have Deacon Scott Campbell here with us, and I want to welcome you Deacon Campbell, how are you?
I'm good, and I really, really want to just say this. I appreciate the opportunity here, your platform, and for us to be on it and to share our sides and our perspective and our opinion on things, you know, straight from our mouth. So that the people out there wondering what happened.
Nothing better from the horse. Nothing better from the horse, you know? And I appreciate what you're doing. And speaking as far as my platform goes, I know you do a lot of community work, and I'm all for that. So whenever you're in town again and you have things planned, let us know.
Okay.
So we can get it out there and people could support. And obviously, you guys, they'll know where you're at. And then my robber friends who listen to the show, because I got them too. They'll know not to mess with y'all the next time y'all here, because y'all here doing something to help the community, all right?
Yes,
just go,
sir.
Go further down.
Well, we sure appreciate that.
But it did happen. Just tell us a little bit more about the Revival Church, Baptist Church in Orlando, where you guys are. And I'm familiar with the Orlando area because I'm up there all the time for Perfect Game.
Okay.
Up there at Boom Bar. So, you know, Orlando's like a home away from home. So.
Right. So the name of our church is Revival Baptist Church. Our pastor's name is Pastor Patrick Boyle. We started the church in 2018, so we just celebrated 6 years there, and the church has grown quite quickly over the last 6 years. I think we started out, you know, back then with about 30 to 40, and now we run upward of 200 on a Sunday. So it's grown quite a bit. The Lord has blessed us tremendously at that location. We're actually just outside of Orlando, on the tourist and the attractions side of town. In
on the Disney side.
On the Disney side, right. Which actually for us has worked tremendously in the favor of our mission and our cause, which is to reach the world with the gospel. So for us, the world is coming to us.
Right.
And it makes that a whole lot easier, and it's expedited that process for us. But we're in a town called Claremont, Florida. We're on Highway 20, U.S. Highway 27 North there in Claremont. And so we, you know, our website, if anybody wanted to go there and check out more information, our website's revivalbaptistorlando.com. And so I encourage the listeners to go out there, check it out, read about the church and whatnot. Now, we have millions and millions of people that visit Orlando every year. The last time I checked, it was one of the, if not the most visited city in the United States.
It's up there. If it's not number one, it's in the top three for sure.
So we have people from all over the world visiting and living in Orlando. And there's several families in our church that were born here in the Bahamas and, you know, been praying about, you know, family and friends that they have here. You know, and
right, that's what I was going to ask you. You guys are visiting here on behalf of Liberty Baptist Church in Fox Hill on Adams
that's,
Street,
that's
correct?
That's right, right. So several of the people that attend there actually went to school with Brother Greg in Florida, in Haines City, Florida, at Landmark Baptist College there. So we go back not just with the families that are at our church, but we go back with people that are here, Bahamians that went to Bible school.
So there's a connection.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a
there's
network.
Connections all over the place, yeah.
So you guys came in and you started to do your ministry through the Liberty Baptist Church in Fox Hill.
Yes,
you
sir.
Guys are staying out in Gambia, correct?
Yeah, we have a family in a church in our church that had like some connections for us and gave us an opportunity to stay out that direction.
Right.
So we took advantage of that, you know, because it didn't cost us anything and it was a blessing. So, yeah, that's where we've been staying all week.
So y'all staying in Gambia Heights Tropical Gardens?
Yeah, in that area.
Because the initial news report, it said Gambia Village. So I just wanted, you know, for clarity's sake.
So honestly, you know, I've been here for 4 days, and I still don't know where I'm at. Where, you know, so for me to give directions or any of that it wouldn't be accurate.
I'm just saying it for clarity's sake. You're in the Gambia Heights Tropical Gardens area, which is adjacent to not too far from Gambia Village. And obviously, we had a sad incident earlier this year in Gambia. We lost a good friend, politician Mr. Don Saunders. You know, down in a tragic incident. So, you know, when I heard this happen to you guys, I said, you know, we got to talk to them, especially when you guys wanted to set the record straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, because, you know, you guys are here for a particular reason, but how it's being, the information being disseminated, you know, back home, it's a little different.
Yeah. And so,
and that's why I want you to speak on it. So we have some record in order to be able to say to your news agencies back home, this is how the thing go. Please don't do the usual thing and spread the doom and gloom, because get some of the, right. the facts and the insight.
And so I'm glad you brought that up. So one of the main reasons why we wanted to take advantage of this spot is because, you know how fast, you know, information's traveling now, news Correct. Gets out. You know, as soon as the sun rose that morning after all this stuff happened, do we were getting messages from the states, from people that had already heard what happened, and, you know, they're already talking like they know the story, don't know the story, what have you. So Pastor Boyle gets a phone call that day, probably midday, maybe early afternoon, from a news channel out there, Fox 35, and the reporter wants to interview him as he's going to the airport to pick up one of the guys that went home. Of course, we're not going to turn down any kind of media spot. You know, you want to talk to us, we're going to talk. We're going to point things back to the mission and the cause that we have. So we count it a blessing to have that platform. So he's talking to the news media. And you know what? The one thing that we appreciate is they did kind of plug the mercies of God and those types of things, which is very rare on the media back home. They want to, anytime you say anything about Jesus or God, they want to delete that from the message and just kind of, you know, sensationalize stuff to, you know, captivate the attention of the folks and kind of like, you know, just, you know, program them with
lights,
whatever.
Lights, ratings,
like,
watch.
Like the idiot lights going off. And so we appreciated that part, but the part that we don't appreciate is the kind of twist that they put on the story that painted a picture that is just not true. So they used this as an opportunity to kind of put out a warning to the people, you know, like, hey, this is a travel warning. The Bahamas has been, right. you know, elevated
they
to
sensationalized
a, you know, like a level 2 on the travel advisory, and you got to be careful when you're going to the Bahamas. So we want to set that record straight, that we came here because we love the people here, and we have received nothing but love from the people that are here. You know, compassion and support.
And what are some of the outreaches that you do while you're here? Let the folks know, like how do you get into the community?
Well, we go right into the community. So we go door to door and from house to house, and what we brought with us is a message of hope and peace and love. The greatest message of the greatest gift that anybody could ever receive, and that is the gift of eternal life, which comes through Jesus Christ our Lord.
So you're ministering, obviously.
Amen. And then
do you have some community projects or whatever that you have in mind that are on the board still?
Well, so we don't specialize or try to use our time to do any kind of focus on humanitarian aid or anything like that, which is something, a question that kind of came up. Why are you going to the Bahamas? You know, they're not necessarily poor, and they don't really need. So what we came to focus on is not that, but rather the greatest need, the greatest humanitarian cause, which is to see people receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and receive something of an eternal value that is far greater than any tangible items that we could have in our possession.
And you do that, like I said, and that like it was coordinated with the church in Fox Hill, correct?
Right. And so they are also
Liberty Baptist.
Yes, they're also heavily involved in the same kind of ministry that we are, which we call soul winning.
Right.
Where we go out and we talk to folks, and we ask them if they'd like to hear from the Bible, how they could know for sure, according to God's word, that they would be guaranteed to go to heaven by accepting that gospel message and putting their faith in Jesus. And so that's what Liberty Baptist Church is all about, too, Pastor Ricardo.
And this is your first time doing it here in the Bahamas, correct? Or is it?
Well, yes, that's the first time as Revival Baptist Church we've had an organized missions team to come here and do that.
Okay, but obviously you've had Brother Greg.
Yeah, Brother Greg's been here before. And like we'd already mentioned, he's got several connections here that go way back. So, you know, as far as the way that we feel about the people here and this country. We love it. I'd say that even after this, these events took place, we have even more love and appreciation for this country and these people than we ever had before. It's almost magnified it to a point where, you know, the concern from, you know, because this is a country that depends on tourism and especially tourism from the United States, that the concern was that we would put out a message where it would be like, hey, watch out, you know, be cautious. And I'm going to tell you right now that is not the case. You're not going to hear that from us. And as a matter of fact, even after the events have taken place, we received an invite to come back next summer, and we've already accepted that.
Okay, good.
So you don't have to worry about, you know, especially from us, you know, whether there's going to be any kind of message of caution or, you know, hey, maybe you should pick another place. No, if anybody's ever thinking about coming to a place to visit, this is the place to go.
Okay, so let's just touch base on the incident here.
Sure.
You guys were robbed in the early morning hours at knife point, correct?
Yes, somebody sir. Yes, sir.
Made their way into the property.
Yeah.
Held you guys at knife point. Nobody was injured, correct?
Right, thank God. Yeah.
What was taken?
Well, so what we had on us, you know, of value, you know, you know, we had cash, wallets with credit cards, cell phones. You know, we had minimal electronics, but some of the, you know, gadgets that we brought with us, because we had intentions on, you know, making a documentary of the trip,
correct,
which we're still in the process of doing. But some of that stuff that we brought with us to utilize, like a drone for camera footage from aerial and stuff like that, that went missing. And a couple of our passports went missing in the whole thing, too. So we had to get that straightened out.
All right.
Which thankfully got straightened out like right away. So we're good to go there. But yeah, they came in. It was about 1:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And they came in quiet, you know, because I think their strategy was, you know, after the fact, talking about it, trying to analyze it, was that they would go from room to room and see what they could gather up without waking anybody up first. And then once a couple of our guys started to wake up, they went into like a chaotic kind of frenzy mode where it was hard for us to even count how many people there were, although we kind of all had a consensus that there were three that came in. And wearing masks, one guy had a knife for sure. I had a close encounter with a knife personally, so I can personally testify.
No. There was talks of a gun, but no gun, correct?
So there was threats definitely from one of the guys, you know, who was saying, I will shoot you, you know, stuff like that. Had, you know, what looked like a gun, metallic object. You know, again, it's dark,
right,
and these guys are moving fast, and they're yelling. And the other aspect of it, too, which was kind of it's kind of interesting when you go through something like that personally, because you always have, like, this vision in your head of how you would deal with some of these things if they ever happened to you. And let me tell you, it feels a lot different when it's actually happening than what you ever imagined, you know? So you get woken up out of a dead sleep like that. And, you know, for me personally, the dude that came into my room, he grabbed me by the shirt and stuck the knife to my throat as he pulls me up out of a dead sleep, like pulled, yanking on my shirt to pick me up out of bed. And immediately starts like demanding that I give him cash, wallet, phone. And I'm like, I'm slow to get up. I got three kids at home that, like, you know, cry all night.
Laugh, but I know how it is.
So I'm not, nothing wakes me up, you know what I mean? So I'm in a deep sleep. This guy pulls me up. He's immediately asking for stuff. And I'm like, what in the world are you talking about?
But the good thing about it is I see all you guys here healthy, whole, and fit in front of me, glory to God. So that's good stuff. And to know that you guys will be back, that's also good to know. And I do appreciate the fact that you guys made the effort to set the record straight, because our country does take a blow globally in international, territory and international agencies when it comes to news that emanates from the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Now, I know from time to time we've had some great stories come from the 242. I get it.
Yeah.
But no matter how it is, we don't want the sensationalized aspect put to it.
Well, apparently we're celebrities right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to
why you're on the show.
I'm going to take advantage of my celebrity status, even if it only lasts 15 minutes, and I'm going to use it to say the Bahamas is the place to go.
Amen.
This is the place to be. especially in our line of work, where we're coming here to witness to folks about the Lord Jesus Christ. This island and the people here have a reverence for God, and they are like an open door just to come in here.
Oh, but y'all coming. I can tell you, but we got some serious prayer warriors here in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
They praying y'all up right now.
And it's the prayer warriors out there that are even praying for anybody that, or anyone that's doing anything like us, that God heard those prayers and applied the blessings to us. That's why we got out of there unscathed. You know, stuff is stuff, and we don't even care about it much to start with anyway. So we just gave it up to them, and you know what? We were just looking to de-escalate the situation, you know, because even for the guys that broke into the house and robbed us, if I had an opportunity right now to talk to him, I'd just tell him about how Jesus loves them, because I love them. You know, I've made some terrible mistakes. I've lived in ways that I regret in the past.
You?
Yeah.
You look like a choir boy, man. I'm like buttermilk
yeah,
in your mouth.
I know. But you know what? Hey, everybody, you might look and say, you know, oh, these guys, they're going out, they're doing all this stuff for God. And that's true, because we should do that. I mean, I love God. God has done so much for me, and the least I could do is try to live for him. But at the end of the day, I'm a sinner, and the only thing that I deserve when I die and leave this world is to go straight to a place called hell. The Bible says that a death in hell will be cast into a lake of fire, and that's the second death, and that the wages of our sin is death. But he says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the only reason why I'm going to go to heaven is not because I'm over here trying to preach the gospel. It's not because I go to church faithfully. You know, that stuff could never contribute to my justification. The reason why I'm going to heaven is because 8 years ago, some guy showed up at my house, opened up a King James Bible, and he showed me from the Bible the gospel message of Christ. I received it that day, how that salvation's by grace through faith, that it's the gift of God, and that it's not of works, lest any man should boast. And I repented from believing that my salvation was because I was a good person and I was living a good enough life and that I would go to heaven someday because of how good I was, and realizing that I was a sinner deserving of hellfire forever and ever, and that the only way for me to be saved was to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, placing all of my reliance on his death for my sins, his burial, his resurrection, and that because that day I realized my error in trusting myself and my own righteousness, I changed that, and my heart changed, and I trusted on Jesus's finished work, and I called upon him that day 8 years ago, and I received his salvation through prayer. And because of that day and that day alone, because I called on him to be my Savior, when I die, I know, based on the authority of the Scripture, I'll be in heaven. So forget about my past and forget about my future. Just that moment is why I'm going to heaven. So say, for example, these thieves that break through and steal. If they had received the same thing I received prior to that robbery, they're going to go to heaven, even though they did that. But if they haven't received that yet, this message is also for them today. My voice—
To repent.
If they hear this today, know that I would personally talk to you, and I would try to convince you from the Scripture to stop trusting in your works and trust only Jesus, and I would love to lead them to Christ. I would love for the thieves that broke through and stole my stuff to be in heaven with me.
Well, I appreciate you stopping by, and we got to get to the break, but I will let you know that you definitely have a platform here, so next time you're in town, I expect to hear from you so we can get the message out and where you're going to be and where you're going to be ministering and so on and so forth. Also, I really appreciate you being so candid and being so honest about the situation and the fact that we know that your church in Orlando is doing something as far as getting the message out that the Bahamas is not this horrible place.
No.
I appreciate that as well. And like I say, I do apologize for my robber man friend. I think our former PM owns a property down there in that area. I think they're looking for him, not for y'all, to tell you the truth. But you know, I'm sorry it happened to you guys, but if there's anything we could do in the future to get your message out there, let them know where you're going to be and where you're going to be ministering so people can actually, you know, receive the gospel. Let us know and we'll get it out there for you, man. But I definitely appreciate you stopping by and being so candid. And, you know, mi casa es tu casa. Whenever you're in town, I got you, all right?
Thank you, sir. Right.
I'll probably look you up next time I go to Boombox. Catch a service on Sunday, all right?
Thank you.
There you go. But we greatly appreciate you stopping by. And like I say, continue to get the message out. It's still better in the Bahamas. It's still a beautiful place. And we still got beautiful people that love God and love to see you folks from all around the world come and see our beautiful shores. Because this is really where God lives. Look how beautiful it is.
Amen. Amen. Do you mind if I plug this real quick?
No problem.
So we have a video on YouTube. If you check it out, you go to YouTube, you type in Revival Baptist Church Orlando. Watch our video. It's called The Bible Way to Heaven. Directions to Heaven from the Bahamas. You'll see the Bahamian flag in the thumbnail. Click on that. Check it out. If you're not sure how to get to heaven, we'd love to show you. So check out that video if you get a chance.
Thank you guys so much for stopping by. Continue to do what you're doing. And thank you for what you're doing. And continue to be safe and continue to be blessed.
Thank you. Thank
we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. Name and shame time coming up, boy. If you're in them disabled spots, boy, I got you. I got you. Hook, line, sinker, and the rotisserie chicken you was buying from Fresh Market. I can talk all your business coming up on the flip side of the break. Don't touch it.
They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
KFC Bucket Meals, now with larger, large sides. Make your wallet happier with a KFC Family Bucket featuring 8 pieces of juicy chicken, family fries, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4. A KFC Deluxe Bucket with 10 pieces of delicious chicken, 2 larger sides, and 4 biscuits that feeds 4 to 6. Or a KFC Party Bucket with 15 pieces of our chicken, 3 larger sides, and 6 biscuits that feeds 6. And we'll handle the dishes, plates and utensils included, so you can lick your fingers in peace. KFC knows value, and it's finger-looking good.
John, September sale has arrived, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest savings events of the year. 25% off shoes, bags, accessories, clothing, and appliances in any of our John Shoe stores or John's Fast Fashion Clothing stores. 15% off Timberland brand products. And don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store, John's Care Wear, which is also 25% off everything. Want to help your dollar go longer? Then shop at John's. In Palmdale or Carmichael Road this September 21st through 28th. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Flavid Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You are invited to the 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium, October 23rd through 28th, 2024. Bringing the action will be the national teams from Cuba, Curacao, Dominican Republic, U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Tame Bahamas. There will be 3 games daily from October 23rd to 27th, and the championship gold and bronze games on October 28th. Don't you miss it! The 6th Caribbean Baseball Cup at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Save the date, set your alerts, and be there!
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
They say the sun, and I shine for all. But there you some people were, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are catching a fire.
We're back at you on the Friday, October 4th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And we got a couple of things to talk about. And before I get into this, I do want to remind everybody that it's all about World Sight Day 2024, the Blindfold Challenge. I'm going to be hosting some of the events out there at the Queen Elizabeth Sports Center. Saturday, the 12th of October, starting at 7 a.m. You got some great events going on out there. It's the Blindfold Challenge. They got the great breakfast going on as well. All kind of stews and sauces and all kind of good stuff. Eats and drinks throughout the day. But like I said, it's just to raise awareness. And obviously, you know, funds for Bacardi's. And, you know, all what they do as far as assisting the visually impaired here in the country. So it's World Sight Day 2024, the Blindfold Challenge. Don't forget, it's October 12th at the QE Sports Center. And you know, the disabled community is near and dear to my heart. I was deeply saddened this morning to hear of the tragic passing of a disabled young man in the Soldier Road area, hit and run accident. Where are we in 2024 that we knock people down and just proceed to go where we're going, about our business? No regard for human life. No regard. That's somebody's son. That's somebody's brother. That's somebody's nephew. Somebody's grandson. You'd have just discarded on the side of the road after you hit them and you dragged them? My God. Is that where we are in 2024? Totally desensitized. It was a very tragic situation. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family and his neighbors involved, because it's a very horrific, tragic situation. And nobody wants to see that kind of stuff. Nobody. And that brings me to my other point. The disabled parking spaces. My God. Now, let me shout out my friends in Harbor Bay. Listen here. Please, not for my sake, not for your sake, but for Jesus' sake, please, 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 put back some of the handicap parking that y'all have conveniently let disappear with the renovation of the Harbor Bay parking. I mean, the way you've redone it sucks. I'll be honest with you. It's horrible. That's bad enough. But you're going to move handicap parking spaces in the process? That don't work. Because there's some of us who know how many were there before, where they were located, and now they don't exist anymore. And not all of those spots in Harbor Bay are wheelchair friendly. So, yeah, we got to look out. And it's bad enough when disabled handicap parking spots are disappearing. And it's the law that you have to have disabled parking accessible and close to the building as well as ramps. But then you just have the abusers. Okay? And I'm going down the list right now. Here we go. And we've had multiple offenders at CIBC on Shirley Street. Clear handicap parking zone. Park right in front of the sign. Red pickup truck. Yeah, red pickup truck, AQ2155. Not a lick, not a piece of handicap decals or disabled parking decals. Not a lick. AQ2155. Red and black pickup truck. Faded, two-tone, got black and red on it. Older model. Mm-hmm. In the handicap. And that's not the first time we've had CIBC Shirley Street with offenders. Not the second time or the third time we had Department of Inland Revenue offenders, and we got more offenders in Inland Revenue. Black Cube, AY3999. AY3999, Black Cube, Department of Inland Revenue. Ridiculous, big and bold, not a lick. Now, good afternoon, Sandyport Plaza. In front of the church. Sandyport has some offenders out there too. Big time offenders. I seen it. Especially in the front by the gym. Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the entrance of the sports center and the paint place right there. When they're going up to Club One. Yes, they love to abuse them two handicapped parking spots in the front there. But this on the other side by the church in Sandy Port. White BMW. AX7474. The white X4 version of the Beamer. The uglier model. I ain't gonna lie. The uglier model. But nonetheless, it's white AX7474 parked in a handicap in front of the church. And that better not be the ref. That better not be the ref car. That better not be the ref. Because you know how I do politicians who park in a spot. Okay, who's you? And I'm on a mission from God? You, man, look here. You better stop. All right, let me check some other ones. But wait, there's more. Y'all ready? Hold on. Y'all ain't ready for this one. This one, and I got a slew coming up. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, out west, all right? Out west, Old Fort Shopping Plaza in front of Fresh Market. They like to do it too. They like to do it out there big and bold. And this is a white Hyundai Tucson, AD7293. I look from the front shot, no parking, no handicap, no disabled decals hanging up, none identified. I look from the back shot, tint, look like illegal tint on this car. Look like illegal, look like that's some bad G5 right there. Can't hardly see nothing. But it's a white Tucson, AD7293, white Tucson. Big and bold in the handicap in Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Big and bold. And not one lick of ID. But the owner, we have you on camera as well, seems to be a red lady. Could be Long Island descent. Could be a Lutheran descent. Obviously, she likes the deli at Fresh Market. Got two rotisserie chickens, appears to be a macaroni and cheese, and proceeding to go get back big and bold into the white Tucson AD7293. But don't worry, we got fun on this with social media. Somebody's going to win a prize to give me this person's name. That's just as soon as I hit Facebook and WhatsApp. And once we name and shame her, they're going to get a prize for the naming and shaming. I can start putting bounties out on these people. And if you can catch them in the mood, like how this person did, that's great. Because there is no denying this. No denying this. None whatsoever. None. Lack of manners, lack of brought up see, lack of couth. That is not a handicap. That's just bad brought up see. Stay your rotisserie chicken eating behind out of the handicap, out of the disabled parking. Okay? Naughty. That actually may be the rev at Sandy Port. Well, if that's the rev at Sandy Port, he need to know. You deal with the collection and thing, not disabled parking. I deals with that. Get your butt in the name of Jesus out of disabled parking, if that is the rev. Now, buckle up. Because here comes... When I tell you these people, hey, props to everybody who sent me these pictures. Props, 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 and more props. All right? Because y'all did a good job with this. And let me tell you, it shocked me for a second. It had me aghast. All right, here we go. And some of this at the hospital and all, too, you know. Yeah. Oh, this one right here. Takes the cake. And I'm about to read this, Mr. Producer, so take record of when I read this and who I named and shamed. Because if anything happened to me over the weekend, we just want it on the record. Not saying anything out of the way. Not implying anything. Not inferring anything. My spirit just told me to tell you. So let's make a note of this for who I'm about to name and shame. Because this is from the Oaksville area. Big and bold in front of Wendy's. The Royal Bahamas Police Force again. The big black SWAT vehicle parked up in handicap in the disabled. What is it with you officers and fast food joints that you like to park in the disabled parking? I done busted one in Carmichael in front of Duncan. Now we got this in front of Oaksfield. And boy, let me tell you, this full-blown black SUV, the new set, the Fords, the Explorers, you know, with the grill on the front, and it wants to look like AR-5419. Big and bold, the police. How you expect everyday citizens to respect the law if you're breaking it in front of their face daily? My God. Now, New Providence Community Church. What's going on with the churches? White Explorer, big and bold. No disabled decal. AP 7276. No text. I don't think it's a handicapped officer. And if it is, I need to see the sticker and I need to see the decal. Maybe it's common sense. The one who was driving was handicapped, but that's about it. Maybe his common sense was disabled. But that still don't allow him to park in the disabled spot. All right? But what's going on, New Providence Community Church? Big Explorer, big and bold, white Explorer. AP 7276, not a lick of decal, not a lick of disabled decal. And now we get to, Southwest Plaza. Big and bold, not a lick of handicap parking. You got a gray, looks like a note. And it looks like the license number is XY2423. You need to come out because you bowl on the front strip in Southwest Plaza and it's done hard to park in there. And here's some more. AU1020, big and bold in the handicap. And that's a note. Next one, big and bold. Can't help theyself. Here's another one. Now, I can't really get on this one because from this angle, I can't see the license, but there's no decals whatsoever. Gladstone Road. Well, that ain't Gladstone Road Theater. That's Fusion. You're trying to be cute, but Gladstone Road, that's Fusion. They stay abusing nearby. Here's another one. Big and bold. Hold on. Wait. I got to look at this one right here. Because look like we might have another cabinet minister, but I need to do some due diligence. I need to blow this one up for sure. That is a blue stripe on the other side, correct? Don't worry. We can do diligence on this one. You know me. I one for one with cabinet ministers who violate the parking space. I don't mind going two for two. Boy, this look here, this very close. This very, very close. This very close. Like I say, I gotta, before I talk this picture, I go into road traffic to one of my police friends and let them tell me exactly what is what. Because if not, we done got us another cabinet minister. We got us another one. You think they would have learned from the first one? But wait, why are you putting on intro music? I ain't finished yet, my boy. I ain't finished yet. Because we got to deal with the ones at the hospital. I can do them quick. Red note, AS5856. You need to come out of the handicap parking. You're too disgusting. Silver Honda, gray Honda. AR2168, you need to come out of the handicap parking. You're not handicapped. Stop abusing the handicap parking in the hospital. Oh, Lord. Plaza out there in Prince George. Really got the pancakes, omelets, and waffles. Yeah. AS1700. And this Toyota SUV. Navy blue. You need to come out of the Bay. AX7700. AX7700. Y'all wrong. All of y'all need Jesus. You're wrong. Okay, perfect, perfect. And now I got even more friends joining the cause. And we can name and shame again. I appreciate that. Everybody who reached out and everybody who wants to join this cause, we can do it every Friday. I can make sure I name and shame until they get it right. Naughty, are those persons getting booked? I don't think so. And they need to start booking them. I mean, you want to make money for the treasury? Just ride around in the day, book the handicap parkers, and collect. But I digress. That's a wrap on the first hour. Second hour coming up, we got Cuban Willie's numerology report. Then we got the news, so keep it right where you got it. In the 5 o'clock, we're talking all NFL. Pearly will be in the building. Clint will be in the building. Eric will be in the building. We're talking football in the 5 o'clock. Keep it right where you got it.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie, and it's the weekend, baby. That's right, it's Friday. Time for my numerology report, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And I have the double whammy slammy for Joe. The three and the four ball, the tres and the cuatro pelotas.
That's what I'm talking about. The three ball.
925-925 and the lucky Friday cuatro pelotas. 0085-0085. Play them and win with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friend.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
If I got you on the Friday, October 4th edition of Talking Heads, we're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. Earl of Pearl will be joining us right now. I think Pearly's in the building. What's going on, Pearly?
Right here, my brother. Right here, man.
We shall hear from Eric Sawyer in short order. Johnson is traveling today. Clint will be back with us next week. But Pearly, we got lots to talk about. Let's jump right in. Last night's...
Before we get into it, did you tell Clint to bring coffee?
No, but we can remind Clint to bring coffee. That's not
you know. You know that's the norm, right?
Yeah, that is the norm. You have to okay. Bring coffee back for Pearly.
Yes.
Yeah. So right. Where do we start there, Pearly? Jump right on in. Right. What a game last night.
Both games. The baseball game and the football game were good.
Let me just tell you. I was 1 minute and 38 seconds away from cashing. Had the Bucks by 3. Had the over 44. We golden. As Chick Hearns would say, it's in the fridge. The butter's getting hard. The eggs are cooling. The milk, you know what I'm saying?
But you didn't believe me. I told you Atlanta was good.
Listen, I know Atlanta, you pull hard for Atlanta because of Trey, because I know Trey's a Falcon fan.
Trey's a Dolphin.
Yeah, he fooled like he daddy. That's right. Yeah, I surprised he's a doctor being a Dolphin fan and all. But anyway, that's...
He named after me, so we got to keep it up.
My child look like you too, but...
But it's Vincey's team, and Vincey was very elated.
That's right. Well, yeah. I happy for my nephew, you know what I mean? Because I know when he probably looked at it, he figured it was going down. And they had a couple of opportunities to win it. My thing was
very stressful. I was kind of stressed out, Daddy. But
All I needed was Atlanta to win in overtime. Vince, you could have had the cake you needed to. You know, you could have win. You could have win by 3. I could have had my 4 in the over. It would have been good. But they got beat late. But the problem is they couldn't. Bucky Irving with the fumble on one drive kind of took points away from them. That kind of iced the game. then late in the game when you're trying to run the clock out, you're getting penalties in a third and 30. What are you trying to do?
Yep.
So they got to look at themselves and blame themselves for that loss, because they kind of snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. You know that kind of thing?
They sure did. But the good thing about it is Baker gave me some good points.
Listen to me. Let me tell you, Baker may have given you points. That's fine. How about the foresight of my behalf to say Neighbors is going to be out with this concussion? They're going to clear him out. He ain't practice all week. Let me just slide Drake London in here.
Yeah.
Into my wide receiver spot. And 12 receptions, 154 yards, and a touchdown later. I'm sitting on a ton of points. I'm looking good. I'm looking genius again.
I saw that. I'm like, oh, man, look at this.
And if things keep going the way they're going in that league, Purdy, it's going to be me and you in a showdown in the final. I'm telling you right now.
Yep. I saw it. You in first, I'm in second. I'm right behind you.
And when I beat you, I don't want it to be no hard feelings.
No. When I beat you, I don't want you to be upset.
Or if we get down to us in the finals, we could share the trophy and split the winnings.
Hey, I'm good with that, man.
We could chop it. We never had a tie champ. We could do that, you know.
I'm good with that.
All right. But anyhow,
Coach. I know Chef cussing right now.
No, don't sleep on Chef. Though Chef in that other league, though, in one league, he's taking me blows, but in another league, he's strong, baby.
Yeah.
In another league, he's strong. He can be there when it counts. I ain't worried about him. We got a couple of things to talk about, you know, as far as the NFL goes. You got games, you know, kicking off on Sunday, that early game. I want folks not to forget, it's a 9:30 game on Sunday morning.
I already called church.
The Jets and the Vikings. And I think that's going to be a good game. I like the Vikings in that one, though, Purdy, because they're across the pond, and Rodgers is still injured.
Yeah, I like the Vikings, too.
Aaron Rodgers seems to be a little gimpy, got problems with the ankle. And I think there's some disarray in that locker room.
I heard it.
Mm-hmm. I think there's some major disarray going on in there. There's some.
I heard it. It's all's not well in the neighborhood, in the kingdom.
No, that's right. And Aaron Rodgers is a big part of that.
Always.
And apparently,
I kept saying,
Garrett Wilson is falling out.
I keep saying I'm not. I kept telling you I don't. I'm not impressed with the Jets, and some. I just don't feel. I'm not feeling them.
So let's have a gander at some of the league news, Pearly.
Okay.
And this is Packers are listing wide receiver Romeo Dubs is doubtful for Sunday's game versus the Rams due to personal matter, and Christian Watson is doubtful due to his ankle sprain. That's why, if you were smart like me, you would have picked up Dontavian Wicks off of waivers. Who is going to catch?
Before me. I looked at that. And I actually picked up the phone to do some stuff and rest it down. And when I came
the
back,
early
I was
bird.
Like, oh, man.
The naughty one ghosted you.
I'm like, oh, man, okay.
And you know me, once waivers open at a certain time, I will stay up till 3 in the morning to get a waiver. I have no shame. I will do that. I will set an alarm to wake up at 3 in the morning and out waiver everybody. I'm that guy.
And you're doing that too. I'm like, dude, this dude don't sleep.
No, I got to make sure it happened. So let's keep an eye on that for the weekend. I still don't think that has an effect on that game. I still think the Packers win.
You really think so about those two?
Yeah, because listen, Christian Watson was an afterthought to begin with. He had already dropped way down the depth chart behind Reed, Dubs, and Wicks. So I'm not worried about Watson. I'm worried about Dubs, but obviously that means there'll be an uptick in targets for Wicks and for Reed and for the tight ends. So from a fantasy perspective, that bodes well.
Didn't the Green Bay have a lineman out as well or no?
No. They're still good to go as far as the linemen go. I think maybe on the defensive side of the football, they may have a...
I thought I saw something, but maybe I'm thinking about somebody else.
Ravens and Devontae Adams have nothing going on following receiver's recent IG post. He posted something, but there's nothing to it. Here's something.
He should go to... If I was him, I'd go in Kansas City or Baltimore. That's a win.
Here's something that kind of disturbs me, considering the game. This might be an opportunity for the Dolphins to win on the weekend. But just 4 games into his tenure as New England Patriots head coach, Gerard Mayo is apparently already dealing with a crisis behind the scenes. On the latest episode of the Patriots Catch-22 podcast, the team's official website said the Patriots are teetering on a mutiny in the locker room due to frustration with their performance amid their 3-game losing streak. Lazar explained that the defense is mad at the defense and the offense is mad at the offense, coming out of Sunday's 30-13 loss to the San Francisco 49ers. Wide receiver Demario Douglas told Karen Gergen of the massive MassachusettsLive.com before Wednesday's practice that he regretted a moment during the game against the 49ers when he was visibly frustrated on the field for not getting the ball after getting open. I don't know what got into me. That's not me. I felt bad as soon as I watched it. Now, that's... I wouldn't say that's mutiny, Purdy. I think that's the offense mad with the offense, defense mad with the defense. We can play better. We're not playing better. But wow.
That could be a bait too for the Dolphins.
Yep. Now the offense, they say that the Patriots are, you know, offensive team is frustrated. Quarterback Jacoby Brissett has been sacked 15 times. And he's thrown 2 games. They're not getting to the rookie quarterback. I think maybe the fans in New England want to see the rookie more than anything else.
To do the same thing?
Exactly. So you got to keep an eye on that. Definitely.
You got to think about the rookie's level of confidence. You don't want to put him in that stuff to go, if he's gotten sacked 15 times, I could mess his whole head up for the whole of his career.
Yep.
So it's better for Bissett. Bissett is used to it. He can deal with it. Let him go through that. Go through the growing pains. And probably if they can get the offensive line together by the 8th or 9th game, then the rookie could come in and at least have a semblance of a chance to be productive.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw another rumor floating today, and my mind ran across you when I saw it. They say that the top candidate right now to replace McCarthy, if he's deep sixth at the end of the year in Dallas, it's a name you know really well. Brian Flores, defensive coordinator, Minnesota.
Oh, boy.
Well, he can't come in and get off on the wrong foot because he can meet Dak in the building. You either got to like Dak or don't take the job.
That's the point.
So we'll see. But if he could get that defense playing to a level.
I didn't think he was a bad coach. I just thought his attitude stuck and he didn't like my quarterback. So I had a problem with that.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously he knows his defense. Look at the defense in Minnesota.
Yeah.
He get Dallas to play at that level and bring in the right offensive coordinator, that might be something. But we'll keep an eye on that and see. Let's have a gander at a couple of things here, Pearly. Here are the top 5 takeaways, the top takeaways for every game this week in the NFL as we get in. All right, obviously the first one's we know last night that the Kirk Cousins has arrived as the quarterback in Atlanta, almost 500 yards.
No, over 500, eh?
Over 500, correct. Now, the fact that Tampa Bay lost that game the way they did, they said that might be a gut punch. That might start them on a spiral.
Or it could fire them up to come out and disembarrass.
Yeah. So we'll see. And like I said, there's a couple of things you got to look out of that game. I wonder if the Bucs going to be snake bitter if they're going to bounce back. Baker Mayfield kind of had a look on his face.
Baker didn't have a bad game, and Baker's a pretty good quarterback. I think they'll be all right. He has good leadership skills, and the team respect the players buy into him. I think he'll keep them steady. I don't see a spiral. I think they're going to just suck it up and come back and play better. Who they got next? Do you know?
I got to pull the schedule up. But now let's just go over some of these teams before we get into the picks, Pearly. Let me look at the Buffalo Bills. The more we look at Buffalo, Arizona, Miami, and Jacksonville, those victories are looking a little less impressive. Those teams are now combined
Arizona,
2-10.
Miami and Jacksonville. Yeah, and I'll take the Miami game out.
And Baltimore embarrassed the Bills in Week 4. They have to make a statement Sunday in Houston. I think the Bills are poised to make a statement because the Texans have equally nip and tuck it as you go. They've been in a dogfight every week. So we'll see. The Miami Dolphins, and beginning with the AFC East first. Miami Dolphins, Tua, took plenty of heat for his performances in big moments, but boy, are we seeing his impact now. His absence has made Tyreek Hill borderline irrelevant, and the Dolphins are one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm saying that, and that's why I said people, you make these criticisms about Tua, particularly Mystery Dolphin, has no rationale, doesn't hear what you have to say about it. But the point is, the numbers don't lie, and the record doesn't lie, and the performance doesn't lie. Yes, at a young age, in the first, second, a couple of years of his day, he's had some bad times in the playoffs. Who hasn't?
Patriots.
I mean, you have exceptions to the rule, the Mahomes and all that, but Brady wasn't that great his first couple of times.
Correct. Patriots. And the thing, they very nearly started 2-0 against Cincinnati and Seattle. And this may be the worst team in the NFL now that the Panthers and the Giants have quieted themselves a little bit. That could very well be true. All right, let me get to the last team in the AFC East and we'll get to the call. New York Jets, I understand their frustration regarding the lack of connection between Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson thus far, but it's not as though there hasn't been an effort from the 40-year-old quarterback. Only 8 receivers in the NFL were targeted more than Wilson in September.
Wow.
That locker room is in disarray. That's going to be a problem for them. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yeah, brothers. What's going on?
What's going on, Muff Road?
Pearly getting good. But Pearly's Atlanta and a touchdown. And it was Atlanta and a touchdown.
No. It was Atlanta by 6. It wasn't a touchdown. Touchdown is 7. It was 6.
No, it was
six.
And Pearly, we got to take, I agree. We got to take some of that heat off the coach, too, because Waddle drop a crucial pass to a first down pass. And that foolishness, what he'll do.
Well, if you're a coach, he came out there with a vanilla playbook and didn't call nothing.
Yeah, but they need sticky gloves, man. They drop into him as pass.
Your coach looked like he was on a Tony Montana infused binge on South Beach. He looked like he was due right in.
That wasn't
some good calling. I mean, some of those plays, you know. They weren't good calls. Even though Tyree dropped that ball, I wouldn't have called that. I wasn't calling a swing pass. No, why?
Yeah. But Cousins becoming the best under 2 minutes touch quarterback in the league. Under a minute, he threw an interception late in that game and come back and still send that into overtime with luck kicker. They'd have been that if he didn't miss that field goal. They'd have been that in regulation. That wasn't even going on in the overtime.
Yeah, that would have been fine, too. Then they would have won by 3, and I'd have had four and over, and I'd have been my parlay. So, I'm into that young hoku.
Yeah.
And that's just what I can call him, the young hoku, because he cost me last night.
Yeah, well, let me make my picks, and I can leave something for you all to talk about. I gave with Sam and Justin Jeffries Sunday morning, and then prime time. Naughty, I game with you all. I came with y'all prime
smart
time,
man.
My neighbor is a Pittsburgh boy, and he talks so bad to me and my team Monday night. I almost came on like LeBron and Kevin Hart. I almost, get out my house, man.
Yeah, don't worry about them Steeler fans, man.
I want y'all mass 50 to them right up.
I think Dallas got something for him. They got a little something in the secondary going on. Joey Porter has not been proven to be a every down starting one corner in the league. He's been burned a little bit. They got issues on the offensive line. So let's see.
On this little bit.
Yeah,
you
we can
see
touch
how
on
Damian
it.
Lillard ain't with the Bucks no more. You see, I didn't let him go.
So even
they let him go. Some type of contract. He is a free agent. He ain't nowhere now. I wish Miami could pick him up. Something with the contract with the team where he come from. They went on and they don't pay him something. So the Bucks let him go. Yeah.
I got follow up on that and double check.
Someone else get in with the picks. Yeah,
all right, man. All right. Be safe, Muff. All right, let's go to these. Let's go to these divisions real quick, Pearly. Let me go to the AFC North. Baltimore meet the new favorite in the AFC. Cincinnati Bengals. They still believe the Bengals can rebound, but this matchup with Baltimore, it became more daunting. They need to win this one or they could be in trouble. But they still think with games against the Giants and the Browns later on down, the Bengals might be able to jump back in it. I don't know. The Cleveland Browns. That's now 6 consecutive games with 18 or fewer points. I think Watson's time in Cleveland is dwindling, and I think the Browns are done again for a year.
Yeah, they're very disappointing. Very, very disappointing.
According to this article, they still believe that the Russell Wilson will be seen in Pittsburgh on a regular as the quarterback, and that at some point they will end up going to Russell Wilson despite the 3-1 start by Justin Fields.
Okay.
And they got a tough bye schedule coming out of the post bye schedule. Washington, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Kansas City, Cincinnati.
I don't see nothing on at least in Bleacher Report on the Damian Lillard move, so I don't know if that's true.
We'll see where that goes. All right, the Houston Texans. Nico Collins is on yards, and Diggs has settled in as the number two receiver. They are clear-cut favorite for that division. The Colts, they're resilient. They find ways. A 2-2 start, and with easier games coming up against Tennessee, they should be able to put themselves in a little run against Jacksonville and Tennessee. Let's see.
I think Jonathan Taylor is questionable this weekend.
Correct. They appear to be.
He's not ruled out. So he's not ruled out. He probably on a plane.
Jacksonville Jaguars, they appear to be spiraling out of control, and it's not an aberration. I think this is for real. They're a house in disarray. Careful, they might not win that game on Sunday.
They probably
trap game. Tennessee Titans, it's becoming increasingly difficult to comment on the Titans. They're going nowhere. It's a collection of mediocre quarterbacks surrounded by a plethora of players that are either beyond their primes or never hit them. Ouch. AFC, Denver Broncos. The defense is for real, and let's see how far Bo Nix can take them. Kansas City Chiefs. A minus for the turnover margins in four games is extremely concerning, especially in combination with the injuries and pedestrian numbers from Patrick Mahomes dating back to last season.
Jonathan Taylor's out on Sunday, that's so you know.
He is out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm scammering for a running back now. I did not.
Which league are you playing in?
This is Talking Heads. I'm good.
You good? Because
I'm good.
Yeah. You can make a move there. There's somebody available right there that you should be able to go get.
But if I didn't knew that, I would have done something else. I got Waddle on the bench. I should have started. I got Johnson out of Carolina on the bench as well. I should have started Kyle Pitts, but I didn't want to bench Kelce.
No, Kelce gonna catch a lot of balls.
Kyle Pitts gave me the most points. Get scored the most points for the year. 19 whole points.
That's true. Listen,
but I'll figure it out.
I'll be honest with you, use my boy, and I shouldn't really do this to you, but I'm loaded at running back. I got Kenneth Walker, I got Kerryon Williams from the Rams, I got Chuba Hubbard, I got Jerome Ford in Cleveland, I got Pacheco on the IR. Listen, I can tell you this now. Go right now to the waivers in that league and look for Trey Sermon. He's the backup for your boy. And he's available. Go snag him now.
Don't say it to one. Somebody else might be listening. Why are you saying that so many times?
Because you could go ahead and do it while we talk.
I'm going to do it while we talk. Somebody may be trying to do it while we talk too.
Anyway, hurry up. Can't say I didn't try to help you.
It's just but who I want to give up.
Listen, brother. You want to win or you want to lose?
I want to win.
So stop thinking.
I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to do that.
You do that, you should be all right. All right, let's get to the first break, Pearly. We covered the AFC. And next week, we'll cover the NFC at the midway point. But on the flip side of the break now, when we come back, we'll be breaking down the games. We'll be getting into the picks. And we'll be getting ready for the final 10 or 15 taking you home. All right? So the Friday, October 4th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Why can't treat day be every day? Get the new KFC value box for only $9.95, packed with one piece of your favorite fried chicken, cheesy mashed potatoes, and real white meat nuggets, a buttery biscuit, a delicious dessert biscuit, and an ice-cold 16-ounce soda. Name a crunchier deal. You can't. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value, and it's...
finger licking good.
All Caribbean Wrestling presents Fight for Paradise, Saturday, October 19th, inside the Kendall Jill Isaacs Gymnasium, featuring WWE superstars, the Hall of Famer Mark Henry, special guests Farooq and Bradshaw of the APA, Lince Dorado, ACW champion Pope Elijah Burke of Crime Time, and NASA's own Kalia Capri. There will be 10 big matches, live professional wrestling, Saturday, October 19th. For tickets, fightforparadise.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets now.
NASA, are you ready for November 2nd?
Because we are ready.
Hi, this is KB, and I will be performing live.
Break, hit, scrape, explosion. Reloaded.
This is the one and only Fan John, letting y'all know that yours truly will be performing.
Oh, yeah, this your boy D-Mac, and I'll be performing live.
Keep the vibe alive, music group. And Alpha Sounds Promotion invites you to the biggest Rank and Scrape concert of the year.
And you thought they was going to leave me out?
Saturday, November 2nd at Super Club Breezes Ground.
It's me, Mama D.
This is Wilfred Solomon.
Yo, it's your boy, Ron.
It's your boy, Elliot from the New Breed Band.
The biggest artist of the 242.
It's your boy, Shine 242.
Hey, it's Sherrod Taylor.
It's your boy, Johnny K.
The Falcon Showdown.
It's your buddy, Jerez.
See now, Foggy D.
This is your girl, Nishi Out-Ass, a.k.a. Miss Loose Me.
Hey there, this is Recon B.
Hey, this is Gino D, and I will be performing live.
Hey, it's me, Joe.
The Beauty Shack and BahamasHeatTickets.com. The countdown is on. Break and scrape explosion. Best of the best.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. At cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
On the Friday, October, your boy Naughty in your company, along with Purdy, right up until 6 p.m. We got a final 10 coming up with Rich Eisen. And what's more likely? He's breaking down the Jaguars, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Steelers, several other games, and several other scenarios. So that's what we got going home to. Right now, we need to get into the picks, Purdy, because we got to go over these in depth and break it down. As you know, we got buys this week, so not everybody's playing.
Yeah, a lot of buys.
A lot of buys. But anyhow,
I got plays in every league on buy this week.
Yeah, if you don't know how to manage, boy, the buys will get you.
That's what you're going to lose this fantasy, during the buys.
Got to know how to manage during the bye weeks is correct. That is very true. All right, real quick, I want to remind you, man, our picks brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And don't forget, it's all about the Island Game Takedown. Great promotion going on. All you have to do is sign up with the Island Game Sportsbook, open up your account. Once you do that, you get verified. They're going to give you some bonus bucks as well, so that's a good thing. Make a single game bet or a parlay, $20 or more, and you're going to get ready September to give away $2,000. In October, they're going to give away $3,000. In November, they're going to give away $5,000. And the grand prize in December, all expense paid trip for two to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. So it pays to play and win with the Island Game. And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. If you haven't opened up that account, go ahead and do so. All right? It's all about the NFL takedown, and it's all good. All right? With the Island Game. Now, that I got that out of the way, like I said, we don't have 16 games this week because of the buys.
Yeah.
So now it's going to take a totally different complexion as to how people play in fantasy, as well as how the games go as well too. Because some people have said for the last 3 weeks, Vegas has had their hands and their foot all over the game, and I agree.
It don't sound so.
I agree. The last 3 weeks have been very topsy turvy, very head scratching. Haven't seen it this way in a long, long time. All right, so let's get started. The Jets and the Vikings on Sunday morning, 9:30.
I like the Jets. I like the Vikings and the points.
You like the Vikings and the points?
Yeah, and the over.
You like the Vikings and the point?
No, I don't know if I like the over, but I like the Vikings and the points.
Like the Vikings and the points.
Yeah, 2.5, right?
I like the 2.5, and I like the over. See, if I knew I had a healthy Rodgers, the over 40.5 is good with me. But I don't know about Rodgers.
I like the over.
So I might just have to take the Vikings minus the 2.5 in that one and stay away from the over.
Yeah, I agree.
Then you got the Ravens on the road against Cincinnati. Ravens 2.5-point favorites. The over's 49.
That's amazing. 2.5. I thought it would be bigger, but I'll still take the Ravens and the points.
They're on the road. It's a division game. I like the Ravens minus the 2.5, but I'm not touching that over or under.
Yeah.
You got the Houston Texans, only a 1-point favorite at home against the Bills, who are getting 1 point on the road. When you see the lines drop like that drastically, that's almost a pick'em game. Because normally most teams at home will get the 3-point nod, get a 3-point favorite nod.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think, to tell you the truth, Buffalo is a good team. They played flat against Baltimore. They got something to prove coming out. The Texans, I don't know. They've been in a dogfight every week, Purdy. If you notice, they've been in a dogfight every week.
Yeah, they have. Is Shakir that big? Is Shakir that big?
Well, he was stepped into that Diggs role, and he was doing well for that. But he's not going to play tonight. But you got Dalton Kincaid, the tight end, who's a target. You got Cook out of the backfield, who's also a target. You also have Curtis Samuel, who came over from the Commanders as a little slot receiver. He should be able to get involved somewhat tonight too as well. But not tonight, on the weekend.
Is Mixon a big loss for Cincinnati? No.
Mixon's a big loss for the Texans because...
I mean, the Texans, sorry.
Now, hey, here's another one that Mixon now makers.
Looking at it.
If Mixon is out, okay, Akers going to start.
Yeah, Mixon is up.
You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I just had to make an adjustment on my team because I have a Mixon on one of my rosters.
Okay.
And for him to be...
I like the Texans, though.
But see, like in this league, I'm not going to break my neck going for Cam Akers because I got Chuba Hubbard starting, Breece Hall starting, and then, you know, I got a couple of nice little running backs stashed on the bench. I got Williams stashed because I think he could do something in Denver later on in the year. And I got Tank Bigsby stashed because I think he's about to be the starter in Jacksonville in short order.
Okay.
Rumors of Etienne being traded and so on and so forth. So we'll see. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting, Mr. Bond. So we'll see how it plays out. But I like I said, at the end of the day, looking at it for what it is, I like the Bills to get that win. So you like the Texans?
Yeah, I like the Texans.
Based on what? Because they're home?
I think because they're home, and I think that they've already been in some fist fight, so they know there's no pressure can bother them, and I think they're getting better.
I think they're going to beat the Bills. I think the Bills, the vulnerability the Bills were exposed against Baltimore, and I think you're going to see more of that against Houston.
Well, Houston don't run the ball like how Baltimore runs the ball, and Mixon's injured, yeah. So let's see.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm feeling it. I don't know because the hate in my heart too, but I still have a feeling it's going to be Houston this weekend at home.
All right, you got the Carolina Panthers taking on the Chicago Bears. Bears -4 at home and over 41. I kind of like.
I want to stay away from that.
No, I like the Bears -4, but I don't trust them, so I'll take them on the money line. But I like the over 41 in that one. The Carolina Panthers offense is resurgent under Andy Dalton. They're scoring some points. The Bears going to put up some points. So, you know, you could get over 41 in this game for sure.
I would go with the Bears on the money line, too. I don't trust them. I don't have no faith in them, but I'll go with the Bears tonight this week.
The Bears have a very good defense, and that's where I give the nod to the Bears. They're playing at home. They have a good defense, and I think that they'll be able to knock off the Panthers. The Cleveland Browns against the Washington Commanders. Listen, Washington's milking that fourth-place schedule, all right? And I'll be honest with you. Dan Quinn could throw enough kung fu at Watson to confuse him with that defense, despite some injuries on the offensive side of the ball. I still like Washington at home to cover the 3.5. Now, the over 43 might be a problem because there's a lot of defense in that game. Cleveland got a good defense.
The Browns are
averaging 18 points a game, so they could go under in this, bro.
They could go under, but I still like the Commanders. 3.5, I'll give them the 3.5.
Yeah, but I like the Commanders for sure on this one, too. You got the Colts and the Jaguars. Jaguars +3. Colts +3 on the road against the Jaguars. Jaguars 0-5, though. 0-4.
I am afraid of this game.
The Colts, I think, should be able to get it done. Richardson is out back at quarterback, but if he falters, Flacco's ready to go. Trey Sermon is a good replacement for Taylor if Taylor can go. And the wide receivers in Indianapolis, Downs and Pittman, they're due to break out. Jacksonville's got a suspect secondary. I give the nod to Indianapolis. I'll take them in 3 points for sure.
I'm afraid of this game. I'll give the Colts the points.
Yeah, 3 point take the Colts and the 3 points, and I like the over 45 too.
I don't know. I don't know. This game I'm not comfortable with. Some tell me don't sleep on Jacksonville. They might just steal.
Jacksonville do. They may very well get it. But right now, if you ask me, the better team is Indianapolis, and they should be able to get it done. They got a good defensive line too. Trevor Lawrence is 0-9 in his last.
Well, that's true.
So that speaks volumes. You know what I mean? All right. You got the Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots. This game is definitely a pick'em. The Patriots are a 0.5-point favorite.
Well, some people got Miami as a 1-point favorite. So, you know, and I think Huntley is going to be a lot better this week. Because he's learned more of the playbook, so he'll be able to call more plays. I think McDaniel's going to take serious that with the fans and what everybody's been saying. I think you're going to see a better call game. I like Miami.
You all got to play a rival in New England who's arguing in-house they want to get right. I think Mayo knows the depth of our rivalry. And I think because of the Huntley situation and his defensive prowess, he's going to give you all a hard time this week. I like the Patriots to get it done this week. I'm not disagreeing with you, though, that with more time under center and more reps that Huntley may be able to win a game or two before Tua gets back for you guys.
I think this is the one. You got to win this game.
Yeah, but it's
even more so why you got to win.
And the Patriots been in all their games this year so far, save for one.
I think people are give up on Miami. I think people are going to look down. Man, I think Miami going to surprise a lot of people this weekend. I think Miami's defense is good enough to stop the Patriots' offense.
All right, let's get... Let's keep it moving. We got the big rivalry game, not to the 4 o'clock games. Cardinals on the road against the 49ers. 49ers by 7. I'm going to take the 49ers in the money line, and I'm not touching the over, which is 50.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to take the Niners in the money line, but I don't know about covering the 7. It's a division game. It's a rivalry game. And Arizona's bipolar. They'll play down to their competition, but they'll play a tough division rival like San Francisco way up and pull the upset. Yeah. So you have to watch out for them. But I like the 49ers with the money line to get it done.
I agree.
Raiders and the Broncos. I like the Broncos at home going for 3 straight. The defense is legit. Bo Nix is looking like he's legit. Sean Payton working his magic. It's a division game. And the Raiders still got a bad taste in that locker room until they get rid of Davante Adams.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a little tense this weekend. I think he may not even play. So I think I'll take the points of the Broncos.
I think the Broncos minus the three is a good, and it's over 36. I don't know about that.
I'll take the over. I'll take the over.
You a brave man on that one.
That's 24 to 14 or something like that.
36, 20 to 16. That's your game right there. That's your 36.
Yeah.
20 to 17 puts you over. All right, you got the Packers and the Rams in another 4 o'clock game in Los Angeles. Packers 3-point favorites on the road. The over's 48.5. I like the Packers by 3, and the over of 48 could definitely happen, I think.
I don't know why, but I feel the Rams. This is another one, and my gut is telling me something different. They're 1-3. The Packers, they're both 4th place in their divisions. I know you Dobbs and Watson out. Oh, Cooper Kupp out, eh?
Cup out, you know still out, and the core still out.
Yeah, I'll go with the Green Bay.
All right. We got the New York Giants at the Seattle Seahawks. Over is 42.5. Neighbors is not playing for the Giants, so that offense is going to be handicapped a little bit, handcuffed a little bit.
And Singletary is doubtful, so.
Right. Yeah, so I like the Seahawks to cover the 7. I don't know about the over, though. I don't know what the Giants could do on their end, but I do like the Seahawks at home to cover the 7.
Yeah, I like them, too.
All right, Sunday night game. You got the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Boy, this, you know, you got Cooks out. You got Lawrence out. Is Micah playing?
Nope.
Micah's out. But you got Patterson out. And Warren out for
at the running back position, plus 2 starting offensive linemen are out as well too.
I think defense
and the secondary is a little suspect. Listen, objectively going in, I would have to say the Steelers are 3-1. They've been the better team so far than my Cowboys this year, even though they haven't played anybody. And objectively, I would have to pick the Steelers, but I throw objectivity out the window, all right? I don't need no... I like the Cowboys in this one to go on the road and punch him in the mouth for the same reason I said. The secondary is suspect. I think Dak gets the offense clicking passing-wise, despite Cooks not being there. Remember the name Ryan Flournoy. That was our 6th-round pick this year. Division II school, but very talented receiver, man. I think he's going to come in and surprise a few people, make a few plays. I think this opens up the door for Jalen Tolbert to elevate from the 3rd receiver to the 2nd receiver. He has good chemistry with Dak. Ferguson, the tight end. I think Dallas puts enough pressure on the Pittsburgh secondary because the best way to beat a team that runs and puts pressure, like with J.J. Watt, is dink and dunk, short stuff. Short slants, put CD in the slot, hit the tight end, get Dowdle out of the backfield with some passing stuff. That gives Dallas the opportunity to get a lead. If they get a lead, that allows the defense to... Hear me, Birdie. That allows the defense... to play the way we want to, and Pittsburgh does have problems playing catch-up football, and that would be an advantage to Dallas if we got out to an early lead. Now, if we don't get out to an early lead, we're trying to play catch-up, and Pittsburgh can pin their ass back and do what they got to do, then if we can't stop Najee Harris behind a bum offensive line, it's going to be a problem. So it's going to be a good game, but I think the one thing that separates the Steelers and the Cowboys is the leg of Brandon Aubrey. And if it gets to a point where we need a 60-yarder to win the game, we have the advantage there with Aubrey. And that's why I think the Cowboys get it done, 27-24.
Now, objectively, Objectively.
That's what you're looking for, really, Pearly.
Objectively, I should really go with Pittsburgh, right? Also, if I want peace of mind, I should go with Pittsburgh, so I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Okay. And when you lose, I will remind you that you picked the Bubkiss on that one.
Listen, you can remind me what you want. I got to live where I live. I got to be where I be in peace of mind.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Now I see why. Significant other. Yes, definitely. Do what you must, my brother. Avoid the sofa. But my Cowboys going to put you there anyway.
I'm pulling for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but when they lose, indirectly, despite me, you're going to have to sleep on the sofa.
No, I got to comfort them because they're going to be pissed.
All right. Get from around me. Go sleep on the sofa. And tell Naughty I caused you to sleep on the sofa and give him misery too. Monday night, you got the Chiefs and the Saints. I like the Chiefs at home. Despite everything, I still like the Chiefs at home.
I don't know.
Coming out party for Worthy. Remember I told you that.
It could be a coming out party for Worthy, and it could also be really good for my fantasy team that because Kelce is going to die. I think that's going to go
off. Kelce going to catch a bunch too, man.
I'm going to go with Kansas City.
There you go. Bet him, set him, and forget him. Playing to win with the Island Game, and the Island Game will always remind you to play responsibly. For Purdy, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy your NFL action. Enjoy your weekend period. Enjoy any minutes if you're going. Do it safely. Do it responsibly, and we'll see you Monday right here on Talking Heads. Be good, and if you can be good, be good at it.
Flavid Island Games, we making dreams come true. Flavid Island Games, we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John, September sale has arrived, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest savings events of the year. 25% off shoes, bags, accessories, clothing, and appliances in any of our John Shoe Clothing stores. 15% off Timberland brand products. And don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store, John's Care Wear, which is also 25% off everything. Want to help your dollar go longer? Then shop at John's in Palmdale or Carmichael Road this September 21st through 28th. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Nassau, get ready for a night you simply won't want to miss. For the first time in over 40 years, experience an evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport on Saturday, October 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to TicketBoxEvents.com or go to the Nassau Cruiseport box office located in the Junkanoo Museum. Joining Eddie on stage, Fran Chan, Gino D, Ira Storr, and the Higher Level Band. An evening with Eddie Menace live at the Amphitheater Nassau Cruiseport, Saturday, October 5th. Get your tickets now.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Never say never, but never.
All right, Rich, how you doing? You good? Everybody good?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Cheers.
Everybody good in here? Cheers.
To you. I'm doing fantastic.
Jay Felly went to some weird concert last night. All right.
Sum 41, baby.
Rich, I guess he didn't see it last night, apparently, but these two guys balled out. More likely to be an MVP finalist, Baker Mayfield or Kirko Chains?
Oh, gosh. More likely to be an MVP finalist? I don't know, man. Baker's. I'll go with Baker. Oh, I'll just go there. I'll go with Baker.
Zagged.
Right now. Yeah, I'm just. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm not.
Three tutties in the first half.
I don't know. This is an interesting one. I think Baker. They should have won that game last night three different ways, man. So, and you know, I'll go Baker. Oh, I'll say that's what's more likely.
I love Rick. Kirk was on our show like twice in a week.
Stick with my boy.
All right.
No, by the way, he's gonna have nothing to do. I love that Kirk called in twice that. So, okay, I'm just giving my honest opinion.
All right. Big week for revenge games, Rich. You're calling one of them. More likely to ball out in the revenge game and get a win. Sam Darnold or Stephon Diggs?
Oh gosh. I'll go Stephon Diggs. And just because, you know, the Jets defense have been lights out, man. They have been absolutely lights out, right? And I just, what was the stat that I saw? That they gave up fewer than 70 yards passing in back-to-back games the first time ever. The defense in their history, the Jets have never done that before. The Jets' defense have forced, they forced three and outs on four straight opening drives.
Ooh.
This year. They're really good. They're really good up front. So, you know, and if Sauce somehow, some way, you know, can keep Justin Jefferson from being complete Superman, he's got a touchdown. Let's go Diggs. I'll go Diggs right there. Even though, you know, obviously Darnold has the ball in his hands. I just think they're going up against a tough defense on Sunday.
Oh, great. All right. Good one in Pittsburgh, TJ. This is for you. More likely to be a Monday topic bar. Cowboys have it figured out, or Steelers can win the AFC.
Oh, I'll go Steelers can win the AFC. TJ, man, I got to tell you, I know when teams get down to receiver three and, you know, defensive linemen three and four or two and three or however you want to put it, it's tough to replace them. So your Cowboys are banged up and they're going to win a tough spot. And they got TJ Watt to deal with. And that's a recipe for no bueno. So I will just say it'll be a tough assignment for Dallas. 2-3, however, does not discount them from making the playoffs this year at all. So I think the Cowboys are in trouble would be an overreaction of being 2-3. But I will just say the Steelers can win the AFC. Certainly, if the Bengals beat the Ravens, that would mean the Steelers would be 4-1 with everybody else in the division. The best they can do is 2-3. So that sounds more of an apt storyline narrative coming out of Sunday night than the former.
Hey, we're Rich, not going to apologize for winning.
Rich, it's okay because I don't know if you remember, I made a deal with the sports deities. Pete Alonso hit a 3-1 homer last night.
That's right.
So this week's been great for me. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yes.
Wow.
Micah had to give his ankle so Pete can homer.
It's funny how these things work out.
Chef's kiss. Rich, you mentioned Cincinnati. Huge game there in the AFC North. More likely to win that division, Ravens or Bengals?
Oh, man. I'll go. I picked the Bengals before the season.
Gotta stick with it. You picked Joe for MVP.
I'll stick with it then. Yeah, I'll stick with it.
My man.
I'll stick with it, even though, you know, that's a coin toss at this point in time. And I don't know.
Yeah, Ravens look good last 2 weeks.
Yeah, what else you got, Chris?
All right, how about this one? More likely to lose the zero in their record this week. Jaguars with first win, Chiefs first loss.
Oh, I'll go Jags first win. I'll go Jaguars first win. And I'm a believer in that. That again, the guys are in that room and they win this one, and they come here to London and they hunker down, and they go back to America one under 500 with a renewed sense of things. That really is a very doable path for them. Certainly, if it's a home game against a Colts team that doesn't have Jonathan Taylor, I would say the Jaguars should hope that Anthony Richardson can try and give it a go, because a gimpy kid that's been having trouble figuring out defenses, is I'd rather face him than Joe Flacco. But looks like they're not going to get that break, if you will. But I will just take the Jaguars there.
Yeah, you mentioned him. How about this? Old head to throw for more yards and TDs this weekend. Battle of the best hair, Joe Flacco or Andy Dalton.
What does that mean?
I thought it was going to be me versus Andy Dalton, but apparently not.
Yeah, who's going to throw for more yards and touchdowns?
And Dalton, Carolina's playing, remind me, who are they playing?
Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, I'll go Joe. I'll go Elite Joe. That's who I'll do.
Elite Joe, elite hair.
I think Dalton's going to have a tougher time against the Bears defense.